On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer.
The Bears don't have the readiness to go all in a championship or bust year.
And Mark Grody.
There's a certain amount of urgency to this season for the Bears. And I think the biggest urgency is make sure you have a quarterback in Caleb Williams.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? As we welcome you into the Take the North podcast, and we are talking about a Bears win. Bears beat the New York Giants by a final score of 24-20, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan and I are presenting this particular Bears postgame podcast from Soldier Field. As if you're watching right now on YouTube, you can see both of us. Dan's picture, as usual, slightly better than mine, but if you look over, I guess that would be, as you're looking at me, that would be my left shoulder. So I'll just move a little bit.
This is what I was going to do for you. I was going to wave this way for our YouTube viewers, and I was going to wave this way for real life, right? Like, that's how we are. You're over here in real life, but you're over here on my screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dan and I are in the specifically just adjacent, or to the, I guess, to the left of the press box. Dan and I are both in luxury suites because we don't want to bother the rest of the press box. So we are literally next door neighbors and we could see each other through the glass. But Dan, it's so funny because just before we came on, we were kind of describing to our producer, Adam Studzinski, that there's still a whole lot of people here because there's a lot to talk about and to write about when it comes to the Chicago Bears. This is going to be a king, or it has been a king sidebar story, because it took a lot for the Chicago Bears to get to this victory, which again was 24-20. And we're going to hear a lot about it ain't pretty and you got to play better for the first three quarters of the game. Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Giants led this game 20-10 with about 6:10 left in the game. Caleb Williams, a 29-yard run leading to a short touchdown pass to Rome Odunze to make it 20-17 Giants ball. They're leading 20-17 now, just over 3 minutes left. You get some big defensive plays from Montez Sweat, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, big sacks, loss of 27, a shanked punt for the Giants, Bears ball on the 47, and Caleb Williams with a game-winning 17-yard touchdown run to win the game after a big play to Luther Burton. That's just, I just wanted people to understand, that's just about the last 6 minutes of the game. That's how the Bears end up winning this one, 24-20, come from behind. Dan, you and I looked at each other as we headed to the locker room, and it was, to me, it was like this look of, oh man, again. Expand more on your thoughts about this game and the look that we gave each other as we walked to the elevators to get to the locker rooms.
Well, I think Roma Dunze summed it up really well inside the locker room just a few minutes later when he said that there's hope, there's belief, and then there's knowing. And right now we're living in the know that if the game's within reach at the end of the game, we're going to make something happen to win the football game. This is four times now in the last six games that the Bears have produced a go-ahead score in a win in the final 2 minutes of a game. And so it's not a fluke anymore. It's not a coincidence anymore. This is an actual identity of a football team coming together in a way where they believe that if they can keep the game close enough into the final 5 minutes, they're going to figure out a way to win the football game. Look, we can spend an hour detailing all this team's flaws. We can spend all the time in the world talking about all the things they need to get better at if they're ultimately going to win championships in this league. But for right now, all that matters is they're developing a collective belief that they're going to win close games. It's something that has rarely existed during yours and my time on the beat here covering the Bears. It's incredibly important, and it's led now by a quarterback who knows how to make plays despite what's happened in the first 3.5 quarters down the stretch of football games. And you mentioned the game-winning 17-yard touchdown run comes on a little play action, bootleg keeper out to the left side. He's supposed to throw the football, sees Cole Kmet get attached in man coverage by a safety there. His eyes tell him there's no linebacker within sight, and he takes off. He goes across the goal line. The Bears win the football game 24-20 because they kept it close enough to win it in the end. And that's where you start. It's where you finish. And then there's obviously a lot of meat in the middle of that sandwich. But those are very important things for this team.
I love what you said about the Bears' identity starting to become a fourth quarter team, a team that no matter where they are in the fourth quarter, this is a team that can do damage. It's not a way you want to live every week. But if that is the growing identity of this team, I love it. I love it because this is something that has not been definable for this Bears organization for years now. We always wrestle over the question of what is the Bears' identity. We know that it had started to become the running game to complement that part of it with Caleb Williams's work late in games. Caleb's day today, 20 of 36, 220 yards, touchdown, no picks. The big plays, if we've already mentioned a few of the big plays, but I will say this, Dan, like Caleb got screwed a lot in this game by his wide receivers and whomever he was throwing the ball to. There were a lot of drops. There were a lot of key drops. And I'm not saying Caleb Williams was perfect by any means. You know, we're going to all pick apart his game. There's going to be plays that he left on the table, all of that. But to me, this is a day where he could have probably had closer to 300 yards today if those catches were another touchdown, too, as one of them, at least one of them, Alameda Zacchaeus dropped one in the end zone.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Right, and Zacchaeus, I think, was on the targeted end of probably three of those passes that you're referencing there, where they're very catchable balls that the Bears have to be able to secure. Ben Johnson was asked about it after the game and essentially said, if this was something that was catching my eye during the practice week, I'd be a little bit more worried. He feels like this is a little bit of an outlier here today with what happened. It can't happen going forward if they want to win games, and this was going to be what the story of today was. If the Bears had not pulled off that late rally, we go into that final sequence, Grody, with 6:13 to go. The Bears have scored 10 points on their first eight true possessions of this football game. The game would have been defined by catchable passes being dropped or not caught, and fourth down opportunities where the Bears were going for it and not succeeding. And you're just like, well, this is a real fart here today, right? Like just a full blown fart in a game that you should win against a shaky opponent that's psychologically damaged and has a lot going against it right now. And all of a sudden they're up 20-10 with less than a half quarter to go. And yet the Bears dig deep. They find a way. You hear, Theo Benedict in the locker room afterwards says, look, like, we just call it see Willie time, because they know Caleb Williams is going to get in there and make some plays and lead them to victory. And then I'll add this on, because I thought this was significant. Cole Kmet complimented Ben Johnson in the rallying effort, saying that he's got a calming patience that's unlike anything that he's experienced during his time in Chicago. That you feel like you should be getting into this sort of like rush mode, and like it's 2-minute mode. We're down by two scores, and Ben has just got a plan, and he's going about it methodically. And there's no panic, and there's no sense of like, oh man, we got to get going here. It's just calm and methodical, and I'm sure that calming patience rubs off on Caleb, who has his own very natural composure. And the next thing you know, you've got 11 offensive players on the football field just focused in on getting their job done on that play. It adds up. You get two touchdown drives to end the game, and you walk out of here at 6-3.
That is great stuff from Ben Johnson. If he is seeing that and noticing it and sort of wowed by Caleb Williams in that regard, then again, the legitimacy attached to what Ben Johnson says, it sure feels really good in that regard. So that is great to hear. And what do you say? See Willie time? Is that what it is?
That's what Theo Benedict called it. He said it's see Willie time. You know,
I love that.
and look, like it was. And again, this is four times in the last six games, and then five times in the Bears' last seven victories where Caleb has produced a go-ahead score in a win with less than 2 minutes to play. I mean, that's who you are, right? Like,
yeah.
Consistency creates this. There's going to be a lot more moments like this ahead, but you can sense right now that the Bears are very confident that they've got a guy. They've got a guy now in their huddle. Look, like Caleb didn't have a fantastic game today. It doesn't matter. The result is the result. And he walks out of here at 6-3 with every reason to believe that this team can stay firmly in that playoff hunt through the end of the season.
And someday, like I always believe, like getting better in the other quarters is far from an impossible task for this quarterback. Like that, if that's what it is, like it seems like a much lower bar to have to get better in the first three quarters than to maybe accomplish what he's already accomplished in the fourth quarter. So it's not off the table that one of these days we're going to see Caleb Williams put the complete package together. Obviously, that's the dream scenario for your quarterback. But I agree. Like this was a good game for Caleb Williams because he won the game. And also he did not have the benefit of secure hands by his wide receivers. Roma Dunze was one of those who had a couple of drops, but he also had a big game for the Bears. Looking for his numbers here. Right, there it is. 6 catches for 86 yards and a touchdown. He had that 2-yard TD catch in the fourth quarter with 3:59 left that made it 20-17 with the extra point. Big 15-yard catch on the Manungai touchdown in the first. He did have a 27-yarder in the second, and I did write down the bad drop in the fourth quarter. The one where it wasn't a great pass by Caleb Williams, but like a lot of times, quite frankly, balls that you expect a talented wide receiver to make. And it would have been a good play if he had caught it.
Well, look, and this goes back to last week as well. The blame game doesn't always have to be on one party. Sometimes two parties can be to blame for the same play. And I think you're speaking to the same one that I am, a little deep shot down the right sideline in front of the Bears bench. And it's a little bit, it's not located perfectly, right? Like Caleb, again, ball location is something we've talked about, but Rome's got to catch it, you know, and it's got to be there. I thought probably the most fun, or at least in the top three post-game moment, was us at Roma Dunze's locker room or at his locker after the game in the locker room and telling him after a game in which he had 0 catches in Cincinnati that he caught the very first pass of the game today. And his response was 2 words. Thanks, Dad.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
As a matter of fact, Dan, the magic of the Take the North.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. That's okay. That's all right. Now they read the book. Now they get to hear the movie or the audio book or however. You know what I'm talking about, Take the North audience. But yeah, as we gathered around the locker and somebody did say, and just for the backdrop, for people who don't know, who are just tuning in here and weren't into everything we were discussing last week, Roma Dunze's father, James Odunze, was on X last week. He was on social media being critical of the usage of his son. He did not have any catches last week, a couple of targets. He did have a drop last week as well. So the first question to Roma Dunze in the locker room after this Bears victory was, after everything last week, how about getting the first target of the day and making the first catch of the day for the Bears?
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
You know people were saying that, too.
I mean, I already know, man. I already know. I know what the trolls is on.
But it had to be nice, though, to after a game where you did not have a catch, that you played a huge part in this throughout the entire game, right up to the end, obviously, where you scored the touchdown.
Right. Yeah, man. Honestly, I just do my job. You know, I come out here trying to execute the plays and, you know, maximize the opportunities that come my way. I think I said the same thing last week when I had 0 catches. So, you know, that's really the mindset. That's really the goal at the end of the day, to come out with a W. Again, I feel like I can be a massive contributor to that in the passing game. So does my dad and the run game and everything else as well.
So good. So good. I mean, this guy got an A+ for the way he handled it around his locker. And then he comes back at us with that. That is beautiful.
What a week for Rome, right? Like just handling things well. And that's the type of stuff that you want to see from your core players in this locker room. I do think that this team is built really well from a character standpoint. You've seen that come to the forefront here in this surge that they've had. Again, you know, I've mentioned it several times on this podcast that the Bears walked out of Ford Field getting destroyed by the Lions in week 2. And since that moment, that, you know, they've won 6 of 7, Grody, and they're on a tear. Like, I can't tell you how many times probably once during my time on the beat here in Chicago that the Bears have gone through a 7-game stretch where they won 6 out of 7 games. The one time would have been back in 2018. So there's some magic here. There's magic happening here, and it's being orchestrated by the quarterback whose head coach is calling him Houdini, and by the head coach whose players are really believing in the energy he's bringing to the entire operation. And so A lot of reasons to feel good, even despite some of the ugliness within this win. And look, like, I get it. Like, you're on the radio a lot during the week. I think there are so many people conditioned for the bottom to fall out on the Chicago Bears that they struggle to enjoy stretches like this because they're just kind of drawn to the flaws, right? And like, yeah. It's not good enough. They haven't played anybody yet. They haven't beaten anybody yet. All true. Great. They're improving. They're checking some really important boxes along the way. If you don't enjoy this, you're passing up a rarity, which is, again, a stretch of seven games where you've won six times.
Hey, man, you're speaking to me in a lot of ways, too, because I could be a little jaded. I could be a little bit cynical. I mean, and that's part of what we do as reporters. I know you're talking to fans more, but I get it. I get where fans are coming from when they think about the bottom falling out and is this sustainable and all of that stuff. But you're right. And that's one of as I was talking to several reporters walking to the locker room, like the conversation was always sort of, well, I guess this is what they are. This is what they are. As you said, the identity is growing towards a fourth quarter team and then some of the other positive areas. This is what they are, and they're going to do crazy things, and the numbers aren't going to be pretty, and Caleb Williams is not going to throw great balls every single time, and he's going to have bad games. That's kind of what the Bears are, and somehow, some way, they have managed to become 6-3. Let's see where the rest of the ride takes them this year. We should talk a little bit about. I'm sorry, Dan. You got something to?
No, go ahead. You're probably going to transition. You're probably going to transition right into where I was going. I can feel it.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
Well,
synergy.
Are you
right
feeling?
Here.
Are you feeling defense, Dan? Are you feeling defense?
That's where I was going to go. So,
what?
Yeah, go
where
for
do
it.
You start? Where do you start with the Bears defense today?
I start with this giant number in the final box score, and it's 431. That's the total yards that they gave up today. That includes they gave up 242 passing yards and 66 rushing yards to Jackson Dart, who didn't play the entire fourth quarter after he left with a concussion. And so that's ugly, right? Like you as a defense have to do a better job of limiting this Giants offense that doesn't have a whole lot of established playmakers. Tyrone Tracy, he gets off for 71 yards rushing today. Dart, as we mentioned, they don't have the receiving core is essentially Wandale Robinson. Darius Slayton had a couple huge highlight reel catches in the first half of that football game. Theo Johnson gives you something in the passing game, but the Bears should be able to do a better job of limiting an offense like the Giants have. They weren't able to do it, and it put them in danger. They're down 20-10. They stiffened in the red zone a few times. They did a good job of keeping the game within reach, but I think you'd agree that if you're not getting takeaways, you better be able to limit the yardage a little bit. And for a long stretch of this football game today, they did not,
and they came out roaring. I think that was the first series. They had a couple tackles for loss, a sack early on, but it didn't take. Montez Sweat did have there were playmaking going out there. Montez Sweat continues to play better. A sack and a half is what he got, and a big one on 4th-and-2 with which he shared with Noah Sewell. And how about our guy? About our guy? C.D. Gardner-Johnson. I got him down for, I think, 9 tackles, 2 sacks.
Forced fumble.
Hell yeah. As a matter of fact, Dan, would you like to hear from the Take the North's very own C.D. Gardner-Johnson?
As a matter of fact, I would.
I thought you would. So sit back, relax, and listen to C.D. Gardner-Johnson. We'll cover it all with him. Here it is.
What is that feeling like when you get dialed up and it's just a free shot at the quarterback like that in a huge spot, obviously?
You got to make your opportunities count. Those type of quarterbacks, you see them make guys miss, by the way, how Caleb make people miss. So the defense have a lot of trust in guys letting me go after the quarterback and got to get them down so the guys won't cover for long and get off the field.
What went into your decision to go for that forced fumble on Dart, and how much do you think that changed momentum for the whole team?
Well, I got tired of running the ball, so that was it. Made a play.
I miss what you were saying on that forced fumble. What was the mentality there?
Man, I got tired of him running the ball. no disrespect. I just like it's just like an aggravating. When he breaks for 20, 50 yards, he's playing great coverage. So I find a way to get off the field to get the ball out of his hands eventually.
That actually goes through your head. Yeah. This is how I can stop them.
Yeah, this is the way we stop them, just like making plays on defense and attacking the ball like ball players. And there's a chance to punch out like Peanut Tillman, go punch the ball or find a way to get to the ball.
And how important is it that Nashon Wright is right there? To see, I know you haven't been here all year, but he's always seems to be in the right place.
That's my guy. Okay. That's my guy. I know Shawnee. actually for a couple years we haven't got to play with each other, but seeing his story through and his brother's story through the Netflix series while his pops and stuff, he's a great player, and like I just want the best for him. So for him to be in the right place, it's God.
Starting to feel like CeeDee Gardner-Johnson has been here all season long. And the big play that we started to talk about was one of the plays of the game. And that was in the fourth quarter, a sack, a loss of 11 when it's 20-17. The Giants are still leading at that point with about 2 minutes to go. And he forces that, and in the third quarter was the forced fumble on Jackson Dart. But that fourth quarter sack was huge. Dan, we know that again, the secondary as a whole was not great. I'm sure there's plays that he missed, but he is making plays.
Well-timed blitz, a huge sack at that moment of the game. And I felt like the momentum the Bears had after scoring that touchdown to turn it to 20-17 brought everything to life, right? Like you felt the defense come alive when they got back on the football field because they knew they were one stop away from giving their quarterback a chance to win the game. And then you could feel it with the Giants where you almost have Sean Landetta part two, right? With that shanked punt. And I'm sure it ran through your head because we talked about it before the game. The Giants were in the throwback helmets today and it reminded us of Sean Landetta in the 1985 playoffs, January 86. Here at Soldier Field, and they were able to get a repeat of that with the shanked punt that gave them a short field to go win the game. You just see a football team that is finding itself in these game-winning moments. And again, at some point, they're going to have to be able to knock out some of these feeble opponents a lot earlier. But you can't downplay how important it is to have this swell of confidence and belief in the late game moments that they have right now, because that's going to be very important down the stretch of this season.
Right. And it will highlight his weapons as well, making big plays like we're talking about with Roma Dunze at the end and CeeDee Gardner-Johnson and Luther Burden with a 27-yard play. So everybody gets to be part of it. It's a blast when you have a team like that, a team when I'm being specific here is a team that is good in the fourth quarter. I'd like to see it be better everywhere else, but it is the ride is good right now for the Bears, who do move to 6-3 on the season after this win. And Cole Kmet used the word gauntlet, Dan, to describe what the schedule looks like coming up. So the Bears are at Minnesota on Sunday, home against Pittsburgh, at Philadelphia, at Green Bay. It's test time because there are mistakes that the Bears have made, even in wins this year, that you're not going to get away with against some of those heavies, especially as you get to Philadelphia and Green Bay.
Right. And look, they're aware of all that, too. Like, I don't think anybody inside that building is discounting any of that or oblivious to it. They just have the benefit here now of being able to go back and work on their weaknesses and address their flaws with the benefit of winning streaks. Right. And it's been really, really impressive to see them put these together now, 4-game winning streak and now a 2-game winning streak and counting as they prepare to turn the page into next week where they go for the rematch in Minnesota against the Vikings.
Yes, sir. Bears lost the lid lifter, the opening game of the season for the Bears and Vikings earlier this year when J.J. McCarthy was a healthy quarterback. So, yeah, for sure, it'd be fascinating to see what Ben Johnson is like second time around against teams as well if he has a decided advantage. Daniel, what you got, buddy?
I wanted to give you a handful of three-word reviews because our audience never fails to amaze with some of these. So I'm going to pull out probably a half dozen here as I scroll down the list here just to give our peeps some credit here. Our good friend Dion Miller, ABC7, gave us Carried by Caleb, which is a good way to describe what happened here down the stretch of the football game. Chicago Truth, catch the ball with multiple exclamation points, obviously frustrated by the inability to bring those catchable passes in. We've got one, just win, baby. We're borrowing from Al Davis. That's from Turbo Pants. Thanks, Turbo Pants, for that one. This one's going to be popular all season. Christopher Lang gives us good, better, best, of course. James Hardman, happy now, James. That's a shout out to James Wednesday, obviously, with what we talked about just a few minutes ago. I would hope he's happy today, and maybe he'll tweet a few things. By the way, just to set the record straight, you said earlier that James Odunze was on X earlier this week. You meant the social media app, just to clarify that for our listeners. When he would say he's on X, he was on the app formerly known as Twitter, just so we got no
As opposed confusion. To the drug, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. Two more here. At T Malarkey Art gives you Ice Cold Killer. I think that's how people in Chicago and maybe around the league are starting to feel about the quarterback. And
okay.
Paul Thomas Doyle gives made me believe. So that's an admission by someone here in our audience that he's coming along with the sense that this football team is got some of the intangibles to go do some special things.
Absolutely. And look, man, as I think it's even in the promo of this podcast, this season, so much of it is about, I mean, it's turning into potentially being about winning for sure, but so much of it is about the number 18 QB1 Caleb Williams. And if we're starting to see it, if it's happening before our eyes, then that's fantastic.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
That said, are we ready to give out some game balls? We got Adam Studzinski, our producer, who will join us for this. It is always a happy occasion when we give out game balls because that means the Bears won. What's going on, Studs? First of all,
hey guys.
Are you a happy camper? I know this didn't have quite the emotional ups and downs that the last game did, but this one definitely had highs and lows.
Yeah, I texted you guys earlier and I said my marriage isn't going to last very long if they keep playing games like this.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
Honestly, April was a real trooper. My wife April was a real trooper today. I mean, I was going through it in the third quarter. And I was yelling, screaming, and she was just okay. It'll be okay. And she I did say, though, and this will lead to my game ball, if you guys don't mind me going first.
Sure.
I did say right before she left for work, after the Bears had made it 20-17, I said, if the Bears get the ball back, they're going to win the game. And the amount of faith that I had that if Caleb Williams got his hands on the ball again, that they were going to win is startling as a Bears fan. Because you knew it. The second that even with the shank punt, you knew that if Caleb Williams had the ball in his hands with a chance to go win the game or go take the lead in this case, he was going to do it. And he did. So my game ball goes to Caleb Williams, who he put the team on his back despite the drop passes that were, I'm sure, extremely frustrating for him. You know, whether he wants to, he'll never say it publicly, but I'm sure it was really frustrating. It was frustrating to watch. Honestly, what I thought was not a great game plan by Ben Johnson today. I mean, you can go back and look at my tweets during the game. I thought he had a terrible game plan today, but they found a way to win. And Caleb just made them right. He made them find a way to win the game. And so he gets my game ball. What a game. So I thought for sure they were dead in the water. So
I think we did.
Caleb Williams.
All right, man. That's a great game ball right there. I have no pushback whatsoever on that. Dan, you got a game ball?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the recipient of Caleb Williams' one touchdown pass. It's Roma Dunze, and this is a nod of appreciation for what we talked about earlier. It's not just the 86 yards receiving and obviously the big touchdown here in the fourth quarter today. It's the fact that he handled the entire week the way Roma Dunze is expected to handle the entire week, and that guy's a pro. He's mature. He's a professional. He's going to continue producing at a high level for this football team, and you love to see him not only take that all that on, but then have a sense of humor about it, Grody, both on Thursday and again today. God bless Rome, and he gets the game ball here.
That's good.
Real quick, Grody, because I know this is only your post-game podcast.
Yeah.
So we are allowed to hand game balls to multiple players.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure we're all aware of that. So
okay. Right. That's a good distinction. That is good to know, because I actually do have two that I'd like to give out. Number one with a bullet, though, is going to be C.D. Gardner-Johnson.
Love it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, he had two sacks, forced fumble, the loss of 11 on the fourth quarter sack, the forced fumble and hilarious explanation of Jackson Dart. Shout out to Nashawn Wright for always being in the right place at the right time. Gardner Johnson also a sack in the first quarter. So it was just a terrific day and just the fact that he has walked in. Let's just say, I think the word that we used that I would use to describe the overall vibe so far of Gardner Johnson is suspicious. Like before he came into the building, everybody was wondering, like, is this guy going to be a problem in the locker room? Is he going to be a problem on the field? Should he even be here? Is he going to last more than a half of a game? And he sort of defied all of that. And, you know, it's a long way to go, but I will give C.D. Gardner-Johnson a game ball. And then I'm going to give the other one to an honorable mention to Luther Burden, because he, as I was discussing with him in the locker room, he does not get a lot of opportunities, but more times than not, he is making something out of the opportunities that he has gotten. Three catches for 51 yards and that golden catch, a 27-yard catch to set up the eventual 17-yard touchdown run by Caleb Williams, which, of course, won the game. So congratulations, Luther Burden. You get a game ball from me.
And I misspoke. I meant to say that you have a game ball to the same player.
Damn it.
I was saying
Christ. Okay.
We can give multiple game. Also give out multiple game balls per person, but we can give each of us can give a game ball to the same persons.
Okay.
Who else could have given it to? Yeah.
We've done it before. Really, if you were allowing multiple game balls, then we would all give multiple game balls, right? Right. We wouldn't be able to resist.
I don't understand any of this. The rules are hard because they haven't won. Again, this is only your seventh game winning podcast. Yeah, so we're not used to this.
Your winning podcast. Yeah. I don't get it. I'm just a caveman.
Yeah. None of us are very used. Yeah. So
yeah.
None of us are used to 6 out of 7. So
no, That's true. But we'll be talking about it all week long on the Take the North podcast. I'll be talking about it on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Dan, I know you probably got some good stuff for The Athletic this week as well.
Yeah, we'll keep riding this wave here. And shout out to everyone here in Chicago for whatever is about to greet us overnight here, right? Like, oh, yeah. I'm hoping to get on the road here. There's nothing happening yet. I understand from all the local meteorologists that I followed that the thunder snow and this lake effect blizzard that we're about to hit is going to hit in a couple hours here. And a little worried, Grody. Maybe the next time we talk, which will be at 1 o'clock while you're on your WSCR show, it could get ugly here over the next 24 hours. Studs is in his tank top and he just popped back on to comment on this, even though it's about the snow, a foot and a half.
And in Chicago, Illinois fashion, I'm pretty sure we're either going to get a sprinkling overnight or 3 feet of snow. I think there's not been really any clear decisiveness from the meteorologist. So we're going to get a bunch of snow or just a little bit. So
wow. Okay. Well, I am.
And yeah, I am in my tank top because I'm in my nice. So yeah.
Yeah, no, you look great. I am preparing for a walk home. So, Dan, can we end this podcast now?
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man. From beautiful Soldier Field, the Bears win. Another game-winning podcast. Bears beat the Giants 24-20. That's it for now for Dan Weider of The Athletic. And we'll talk to him on The Score a few times a week like we always do. I am Mark Grody of The Score. Also, thanks to Adam Sadzinski, our executive tank top wearing producer. Again, I'm Mark Grody, thanking you for watching and listening to the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. Go Bears.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.